This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So a couple of notes for everybody, 5 o'clock. First of all, hopefully you're getting home safe because, I don't know, this snow sounds like it's about to get nasty here in the next hour. But Odyssey.com Rewind, we covered Javi Baez is cleared for opening day. And is he going to make the team? And if he does, what is your response to it? You can go get that. We covered the latest from the Lions, tatting it up, talking about talk. That's there. The Torkelson stuff. What?
No, tatting it up, talking about
talk. Oh, just tatting it up, talking about talk. But I wanted to ask this question, Rico, because I feel like if we don't do this right now, we miss the window to talk about this. Mm-hmm. News of the day, and it was the WTF news of the day, where I asked myself, this guy is giving Lane Kiffin a run for his money, failing up in life. Did you see who Ohio State hired as their defensive coordinator?
I did. As you were writing it on the sheet, I was writing it as well. Yes.
Matt Patricia. Huh? What kind of spell does this guy cast on people? Like, he rolls in his moo-moo and cab driver hat. And what type of silver tongue does this guy have? How does this keep happening? He has been an abject failure in everything he has done post Belichick, a complete disaster. And I know, okay, fine, him calling plays shouldn't be on him. Well, it happened. He was one of the worst head coaching hires in history. He has been a failure as an assistant coach post haste. How do you? Rico, it's not just a guy going to college to live out his days. He's getting the Ohio State DC job. You could argue that's the number one DC job in all of football. They just won the national title. They spent $30 million on a team and coaches. The pay, the players. He didn't go to college to, be the DC at Tulane. What am I missing with this guy?
Apparently, he's a smooth talker. Apparently, he's able to keep getting chances. And here's the thing. If you're Ohio State, you just gambled and won. You took Chip Kelly, who was his offensive version, and it worked. So you know what? If he comes in, you know he's going to be motivated because he doesn't want to be there. So he's going to take all the talent Ohio State has, and he's going to try to maximize this into another job.
If I'm a Michigan fan, I'm pumped up about it. This is a guy who treats people terribly. This is a guy who had a horrific relationship with players. And newsflash, before you say, yeah, that was the pros, college is the pros. You don't get to talk to these kids the way you used to. You don't get to bully people. You don't get to demean people. They're pros. They're making real money. I can't believe Matt Patricia got that job. And unless I've missed the Matt Patricia found Christ article, or he's somehow now inoculating baby seals. I couldn't believe what I was reading. It's just truly remarkable.
Yeah, but see, I think it's is it that much different than Wink Martindale going to Michigan?
The difference is, look, Wink had a bad run with the Giants. He had one good year, one bad year. Mm-hmm. It's not that different. I guess you're right in that regard. The Michigan thing, there was at least the pipeline of the Ravens internship program, where that's the only place they hire defensive assistants from. You're not wrong. It just, candidly, I think everybody knew Michigan wasn't going to be very good this year. And whatever, Ohio State is a freight train.
Right.
I don't know. Hey, maybe I'm overreacting to it. I just can't believe. And look, we work in Detroit, Rico. I'll never forgive Matt Patricia for what he did to this franchise.
And I think that's what it is. No, I think that's what it is. It's like the perfect storm for Detroiters and Michigan fans. Matt Patricia going to Ohio State. You got double reasons to just boo this man. But he's going to go there, and Ohio State just did it with Chip Kelly, and it worked. Because I remember.
You think it's going to work?
Yeah. I do.
You do.
I do. Because No. By work, I mean it'll parlay him into an NFL job next year. So this is a one-off. He's not there long-term. He's there. He'll go out there. Ohio State will probably win the Big Ten. He'll get job offers to be a DC in the pros, and then he'll be happy again.
David, you're a Michigan fan. I need your take on this. I'm sorry. I got to have it.
Oh, David was doing the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, this
dance.
Is laughable. It really is. Like, you look, I get it. It could work. It could. I'm just laughing at the fact that he hasn't really done anything. He still parades around as talking about, I had the greatest call ever of Super Bowl history because I saw something on tape during the week and we prepared for it. Dude, you didn't make the play. And he continues to fail at everything with the Eagles. He was god-awful with the Eagles last year. And now he gets the best coordinator in college football? It's funny to me. That's just laughable. I'm going to enjoy it, laughing at him lose to Michigan this year.
I mean, I'm not. David, look, you guys have been beating them so much, I can't argue the fact. Like, they won the national title. You still beat them.
I shouldn't be cocky like that. I really shouldn't, because things could change coming into the next season.
You're starting to sound like a Lions fan. Jesus. No, I had to bring it up because I did not want this to get lost in the shuffle and the news cycle. That was the headline today. I mean, above the Torque comments, above the Baez thing, above Amon-Ra's comments, this was the one where you just went, you've got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ohio State could have anyone they want. What does this guy do when he goes in the room? Does he have a magic cologne? Does he tell great jokes? Is he Don Rickles? Does he just charms people? What's in the recent resume where you go, this is our guy? There's nothing. Nobody likes him. Remarkable. Rico, maybe you're right. Maybe it's the same thing. Maybe it's the new rehab program, like what Saban used to have at Bama. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just stunned.
No, because here's what happens. You're a college team. You get NFL coordinators to come in there. You can sell that to your players. Hey, they're going to teach you what it's like to be in the NFL. And you know, unlike most the old school college coordinators who were going to be there for a few years until they got a head coaching job in college, these are guys, it's like Bill Belichick. I don't want to be at North Carolina, but that was my only option. So let me do what I have to do so I can get out of this city.
I don't even know that I need to throw the number out. I had to say.
Let's throw the number out. Let's throw it.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Matt Patricia is the new defensive coordinator at Ohio State. I mean, if you're a Michigan fan, are you like David? Are you dancing like Kirk Franklin back there? I mean, what on earth? I'm happy to have a conversation, but you talk about a guy where if you said, all right, take a guess who Ohio State hired as DC, and you gave me 100 guesses, I still wouldn't come up with Matt Patricia. It just, knowing I could pay my defensive coordinator $2.5-3 million, you can have just about whoever you want from wherever you want. How do you land on Matty Patty? You got a thing for moo-moos? Is it like, does like,
no,
is this
he's lost a
Ryan
lot of weight,
Day's
Mike.
Version of Rex Ryan's foot fetish? He just, he loves a good moo-moo in the office? Like, what are we, how?
In all fairness, I saw him on Good Morning Football. He lost a ton of weight, so he's just in a moo.
No, just not
in
the
a
moo-moo.
Singular, he's in a moo. Okay. 248-539-9797. We can get to a few of the phone calls and what I am sure to be some spicy ticket texts. We'll get to it next. And if you want the Tiger talk, if you want the Lions talk, Odyssey.com Rewind has got you covered.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, let's get to business. We got some people calling in on it. I couldn't resist on the Patricia thing. It's stunning. Let's go to people, see what everybody's got to say. We'll go to Eric, 97.1. What's up, Eric? How you doing, buddy?
You guys might have just ran into the biggest Matt Patricia hater in the whole world, and I'm so happy that you decided to talk about this, Mike. Thank you so much, man. Do you remember when Matt Patricia told Darius Slay that he shouldn't be working out with people like Richard Sherman and Aqib Talib because they were elite and he was just good and basically told them to get off of their you-know-what?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good coach to have on the team, right? But let's just also talk about that just confrontational with not only Darius Slay but everyone else that he wanted to. Failure to adapt to defensive schemes. He wanted to run a rocket science defensive scheme, which obviously you could see our players really wasn't working good, especially against the run. He didn't develop any young talent.
So how did he get the job at Ohio State, Eric? How did this happen? This is the mystery for me. How?
See, this is the thing. I was one of probably 350 Michigan fans to be in the big or in the horseshoe against Ohio State this year. My buddies and me went last year. They're all Ohio State fans, so I was like, all right, I'll bite the bullet and go this year. It's not going to be good, but I'll do it. After we won, dude, it was the best day of my entire life. I have no idea how we got that job, but it's the best day of my life because we're going to whoop his ass again, I think.
I mean, listen, at this point, you kind of own them, so I can't fight you on it. It's just, I can't lie, Eric. If I were a Michigan fan, I'd feel pretty good about this hire. Like, really? You went from Jim Knowles to this?
Do you remember how many blown leads Patricia had that he would just go into the top of the podium at the end of the game and just be like, yeah, you know what? You know, we just didn't play hard enough and we just didn't play good enough. It just blows my mind he got another job. Someone paid that man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's
but
not just
it's good
another
for people
job.
With Michigan fans.
It's not just another job. It's the job.
It may be crazy, but we said the same about Chip Kelly, how he just kind of was washed up. He quit. He didn't want to coach anymore.
He's been a successful coach.
Was he?
Yes.
It's been a long time since Oregon.
He was, okay, great, but he was successful there. Where has Matt Patricia ever been successful?
He wasn't good in the NFL.
Where has Matt Patricia ever been good?
Time out. Let's not do revisionist history. He went 10-6 one year in the NFL, and he's a good play caller. Rico, you know he didn't want to recruit.
Right.
He didn't want to do NIL. He hated that Dante Moore got
put on. Oh, no. Mike, I'm not saying he was – no, I'm saying everybody was saying, oh, Chip Kelly, washed up coach, ha, 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 and it worked out. Now, it took him a while. It took him to the championship game to realize I got Jeremiah Smith on my team, and I should probably throw him the ball.
But Matt Patricia has never been good to be washed. He's never been good.
Ooh. All right, I'll tell you what, we got a Buckeye expert
A
caller who rarely calls us anymore, but Buckeye Sean is back with us. He is sure to have a perspective on this. Sean, how are you?
Kabara Goya from the national championship, Ohio State Buckeye.
That's right.
Sean.
You say
That's
it loud.
Right.
But
no,
what the hell did you
loud
people
and proud.
What the hell did you people just do?
Let me give you the rundown, because I feel like I'm like the Buckeye scoop of the show, right? So Ryan Day, Northeast connections, right? Northeast connections to some guys on the Belichick tree. I think why Patricia is getting brought in, because they're trying to groom a young coach on our staff named, I want to say it's Gutierrez, but it's Matty G, we'll just call him. Matty G is the one on the way up of the ranks. We don't think he's quite ready yet to be up in the booth. They're going to have Patricia as an X and O's and a booth guy. It's going to be a co-coordinator situation. He's not going to be out on recruiting trips and recruiting visits. Ryan's doing the majority of the recruiting right now anyways. What he's going to get brought into do is to do a lot of analytics stuff. It's already an insulated hire. They have Larry Johnson, who's been on staff for years. They have James Laurinaitis as the linebackers coach. They have Tim Walton as the safeties coach. He's coming into a very insulated situation, to say the least. So I think they hired him because from some regards, he's considered an analytics guy and a high-end IQ analytics guy in that end. We are Lions fans. I understand. We saw firsthand it didn't work for him as a head coach, but it doesn't always work for guys as head coaches. Sometimes guys are made to be coordinators. I think Rico has this thing nailed on the head. It's going to be a one and done, and then he'll find his way back in the NFL next year.
You know, I think I realize why they hired him, Sean. The egregious,
yes, sir,
just for men use. He goes right with Ryan Day.
You know what? And the other thing is, though, someone said that because, and I don't know if I agree with this, because he is a Belichick guy, Ryan needed someone to challenge him in this room coming forth in the spring. Because if you look at Jim Knowles and you look at Chip, those are two old ball coaches. Ryan was kind of the young guy with the two old coordinators. Well, this time around, Hartline is going to be a fresh coordinator. And, you know, they at least got somebody who has some NFL experience who may be able to at least say, hey, maybe we should try it this way. Maybe we should do it this way. I do feel like it's a very insulated hire, though. And I think they're just grooming Gutierrez for the long run. So,
yeah, Sean, I'm thinking if he is there past this season, something went wrong.
If he's there past the season, I would be very, very highly surprised, because I honestly think if Gutierrez doesn't end up getting promoted, I think Laurinaitis is on his way to getting eventually promoted as well to that DC position. So,
all right.
Take care, boys. Go Bucks.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean. All I know is if Sean had a list of 10 guys to be his DC, Moomoo wasn't on it. But I'll give it a chance. Let's go to Rob 97.1. Rob, what's going on?
Hey guys, how we doing?
What's going on,
Robbie? What's going on, pal?
Oh, finally recovered from the national championship game, so I finally had the cojones to call in. I'm kind of just curious what your guys' thoughts are. I mean, the Matt Patricia thing makes no sense. Totally agree. I have no idea what Ohio State is doing. I would have liked to have asked the last caller. First of all, his name is Matt Guerrieri. Now, I don't know what the last caller was saying, but there's been a mass exodus on that entire staff. The OC's gone. The DC's gone and took three analysts with him. The offensive line coach is gone. They just won a national title. And their whole staff is gone. I'm very curious as to, like, why? And then you're hiring Matt Patricia.
The Jim Knowles move is the one I question. Look, when Chip got the call to go to the NFL and just call plays, what am I going to do? Jim Knowles leaving.
Well, Jim Knowles is making $3 million. He's making over $3 million a year now at Penn State.
But the problem is he goes to Penn State. It's not like he left for a, quote, better job.
Oh,
he just, conference, lateral. You know, when Al Golden leaves, he goes to the NFL. You just live with it. I'm with you.
Right.
It's weird. It's totally weird. But maybe it's Rico's whole deal that the money's gotten too big. I don't know.
No, or maybe Knowles left because he thought Day was going to get fired, and, oh, my God, we just won the title. They're going to keep him.
I know for a fact that's not it.
Okay.
Like my buddy who I went with, him and his wife and his parents, who was on staff at Ohio State, came with Jim from Oklahoma State. They're very close, and he went with him to Penn State. And that's not it at all. It was all about the money, and Ohio State wasn't going to pay him because of Ryan Day just getting his extension. So it's just weird to me, though.
You spent $32 million on your roster and coaching, and what a $500,000 the holdup? That makes sense. I mean, Rob, I'm not doubting what you're saying. It's just none of it adds up, and I agree with your general premise. You just won.
And they don't have an offensive coordinator yet. They don't have an offensive coordinator yet. So it's very interesting to me the direction that Ohio State, and I know we're not in Columbus, guys, but the direction of that program, it's very, very strange to me from a coaching staff.
I thought Hardline got bumped up to offensive coordinator. Finally.
I saw those. I wasn't sure if that was confirmed or not, but if that's the case, he's not an offensive coordinator. So I'll be very curious to see what their offense is like. But
the Patricia thing, though, Rob, when you saw it, your reaction was like ours. Wait, what?
I was like, are you? I mean, out of all the people, they're going to hire that guy? Like, it's very strange. I'm just picturing him in front of, you know, the highest ranked defensive tackle or edge rusher or linebacker coming out of high school, and that clown in his muumuu shows up at your front door for a recruiting visit. I mean, you know, with his pencil in his ear. I mean, the parents are going to slam the door in his face. I mean, it makes no sense to me.
Well, you're on the same page as we are. And like I said, we covered the news of the day. I needed two segments on Patricia. David, a few ticket texts.
Hold on real quick.
Some football.
Mike, I guess if you win the national title, you get that one honeymoon year where you could pretty much do anything and your fans don't care.
It's Ohio State. They don't get a honeymoon year at Ohio State.
Really, David? Michigan. How many you went? How many wins this year?
I hear you.
And did you care?
Michigan.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I did.
7-5.
I did.
Okay.
I cared. I wanted it to be better than this.
You had them at 6-6.
Because I knew they weren't going to be better than that.
Honeymoon.
No. Someone says, comparing Patricia to Chip Kelly is insane. Kelly was a top head coach in college and was still an OC in the pros. Patricia was run out of everywhere. Belichick didn't even want him at North Carolina. Someone else says, I have my doubts, but Day deserves the benefit of the doubt. He has a really good culture there and isn't going to make a DC hire without thoroughly vetting it and being confident in it. I'm convinced that Matt Patricia has a blackmail dossier on all coaches in college and NFL levels. Prove me wrong.
What is the football version of Olivia Pope?
Jesus.
The job Patricia got is arguably better than the one Belichick got.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
You're the DC. You're making damn good money. You're getting the best players in the world. Like, no disrespect to Belichick, but like, North Carolina is not going to take the field with better players than, well, say it, all 12 of their opponents.
Yeah. And it sounds like, according to the one caller, he doesn't even have to recruit. The other DC is going to be doing the recruiting stuff. He just has to stay on campus and just do all the analytics stuff.
What a gig. What a gig. I got to tell you.
And then last one here. The only place Matty Patty is qualified to coach is the South Padre Pirates.
All righty then. All right. Football next. 97.1. All right. Snowmageddon. Just be careful driving home. It's starting to get goofy out. Fellas, one thing we didn't get to talk about tonight that I would like to get to tomorrow, I want to talk about the Pistons, but as it relates to the league. Because on one hand, we have the Pistons, which are trying, and they're really impressive in this turnaround, but the problem is it's in a league that's unwatchable. I mean, last night, but no disrespect to the Pistons, that had nothing to do with them. Bulls didn't want to play. 71-29. You could put neighborhood kids out there at the half. It's not a professional league. And oh, there goes old white guy. Look, I've loved the NBA my whole life. Grandfather was a Celtics fan. My dad was a Celtics fan. I grew up when starting in that Jordan era, Isaiah era, Larry, Magic, all the way through the league really blossoming with LeBron and the new wave of superstars. This league is ass. And it's unwatchable because I sat there last night and I'm going, I should be happy the Pistons are winning, but I can't even take this seriously. This is a clown car. You look at the Eastern Conference, there's six teams above 500, nine under, and I dare you to name one of the teams under 500 that's even trying. One problem, it's not the last week of the season. It's before the All-Star break.
Oh, boy.
Break class in case of emergency. I can't. So I want to have the conversation of whether the unwatchability of the league hurts your ability to be happy about the Pistons, or can you just forget it all? I don't know. I can't. It's too much. I think the NBA is at a true low point, Rico. No hyperbole.
No, it is. Silver's got to do something to jumpstart this, to get back fan interest, to get back player interest. Because
it's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's,
I tracked it's bad. This. I went back through late January. Do you know on any night that there's been more than three games, there's been at least a 30-point blowout, and in many cases, a 40-point blowout? Oh. That's not professional. That's not. And before you guys go, oh, what happens in football? Yeah, the difference is in football, there's 30-point spreads. Basketball, at best, you might get 15 points. Come on, guys, let's keep it on the even. Yeah. You got an effort problem. You got a professionalism problem.
No, and think about this.
That's not the Pistons' problem, but it affects watchability.
Right, but you normally don't get 30-point blowouts in NFL games. Like, it's rare that, you know, you're doing the double-digit disco. College, yeah, but you know those games are going to be bad when you get there. So you're like, hey, Mike, we're going to leave at halftime, right? And we're going to move on. Because if I'm a fan, why don't I want to go to a game, even if your team is up by 40 or 50? What's the point of being there?
Nailed it. And again, nothing to do with the Pistons. This is about, look, If it's not entertaining, if it's not watchable, if I can't value the result because you're playing unserious people, I don't know. I have a hard time with it. It's like I can't get excited if I'm a Michigan or Michigan State fan and you beat Eastern by 40. Who cares?
You know what?
That's the NBA.
No, you're right. It's like those first three games of the year where you're playing nobody, or first couple games in basketball, you're playing nobody. It's like, yeah, we're going to the Final Four. Well, pump the brakes. You play
right. And
Marshall.
Again, the Pistons are trying, and it's this league. And I'm an NBA guy. I can't do it. I've completely checked out of the NBA. Do we have the gentleman in? I heard chairs.
Yeah.
Rattling.
Oh, yeah.
They came in.
No, we are in a kerfuffle. We read those torque comments and holy cow.
Why are you so loud?
Why are you so loud? Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Yelling. Michael, I have a question for you because you're right about the NBA. The Pistons led by 42 at halftime last night against the Bulls, won by 40.
I think it was 44, right?
42. They're favored by 6.5 tonight. Honestly, do you lay the points? Or take them with the Bulls? I'm in a quandary.
What's the injury? Hold on. Are Pistons holding anybody out?
They're holding their laughter in, I think. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Bulls were holding their balls last night, so I guess it doesn't make a difference. Lay the points. Honestly, if the Bulls are going to lay down and quit that way, you can't sell pride. You can't sell me on anything. That's the problem in this league. I don't think these players care.
No, I'm with
Pistons
you on this.
Do, yep. And Bickerstaff and Cade, and it's full credit. It's just, Bob, you know what I'm trying to say. It's like, I want to be excited, but I know the state of the NBA, and it's like I can't do this.
It is getting disgusting, and we're noticing it more now because we're noticing the Pistons more now and who they're playing and how easy it is to beat some of these crap teams.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that lie down for sure, but to give you a hope, I mean, they gave
it. Leagues.
Yeah, go on.
Eastern Conference. Okay, there are six teams over 500. The Pistons are the last of those, right? Nine teams under 500. Can you name any of the nine that actually give an F? And it's before the All-Star break.
Mm.
This isn't tanking in the last couple of weeks. Look it over. Think about it. Bulls traded their best player. Heat traded their best player. Atlanta, one of their best players, died. Then you've got the Sixers, who haven't cared since the start of the year. I think they're openly tanking. The Brooklyn Nets, nobody knows they exist. Washington and Charlotte are continually circling the bowl. It's an embarrassment.
And it's why the Pistons are going to end up with like 47 wins. Like 47 and 35. You watch. Because all these garbage teams are got to keep garbaging.
Well, no, and the Pistons are actually going out every night.
Yes,
trying to
they
win.
Are,
and it's not their fault because they're getting paid to go out there and win. But
it's
record,
weird though.
But they're not going to be as good as their record.
No, right, fair
and they'll get popped fair by enough. A better team in the playoffs. But yeah,
this is actually the perfect time in the evolution of an NBA team to have young, hungry players and veterans with something to prove, because that separates you from everybody else.
I also think they're so, like, they know how bad it's been recently,
mm-hmm.
how pathetic it's been, that, hey, we're going to try.
Yeah.
And they're one of the teams.
Yeah, good for them.
I agree.
Not a shot at them in the least. It's just, enjoy this, but you know it's that, and it's a very weird experience.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys going to do?
Well, we're wondering
the torque thing was big for us too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Speaking of trying, we're wondering if torque is actually trying these days.
We're going to ask this great question, Mike. What would you say? Okay, Rico too. What's more disgusting?
I'm glad you included me.
Yeah, yeah. Rico's right here. Say hi to him.
My God.
Yeah.
It is Black History Month.
Will you stop?
Oh, my God.
What's more disgusting? The fact that I didn't include Rico. No. What's more disgusting?
Oh, hi, David.
The torque. David's there. The torque comments or the fact that Javier Baez might make this baseball team?
I'm going to say the torque comments because Javi is what Javi is. And he's not going to get any better. Torque is still young enough. He has potential. And you are watching him light it on fire.
He's just throwing it all away.
Javi at least has had some glory. He's had some, like, yeah, you know, he was really good
World
for
Series.
It. Right.
It was fun to watch.
Torque, like, all your potential, you're just ready to throw it all away.
He had 31 bombs one year. Remember that?
I reached acceptance phase. So.
No, you really do. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Torque thing and the Baez thing and all sorts. Oh, and Death Storm is on its way, and we'll guide people through it.
Roads are good right now.
Yeah, they are so far.
Fantastic.
Yep. They held it off. Mm-hmm. The storm is coming late,
it's
just like Bregman.
It's going to get nasty.
Huh?
It's going to get nasty.
No, it's going to get very nasty.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.